Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live lesson, session organization for speed, for drum and bass. Today is all about one thing, keeping momentum, because in DNB, the second you lose flow, you start second-guessing sounds, stacking random tracks, and suddenly your quick idea turns into a messy project called Audio 37 that you never finish. So we're going to build a clean, reusable Ableton session that helps you move fast, dropping in breaks and one-shots quickly, building a rolling bass without hunting for lanes, jumping from sketching to arranging without chaos, and staying under control with CPU and headroom. By the end, you'll have a template you can reuse every time you start a DNB track. Alright, open Ableton Live, start a new live set, and let's build this like a producer. Step 0, session defaults. This is a do it once, benefit forever step. First, set your tempo for drum and bass. You're usually living around 172 to 176 BPM. Set it to 174 for now. Time signature, 4/4. Now we need to talk about warping, because breaks are the heartbeat of a lot of DNB, and bad warp defaults will slow you down and ruin punch. Go to Preferences, then Record, Warp, Launch. Make sure Auto Warp Long Samples is on if you often drag in longer break recordings. And here's the simple rule for warp modes, for drums and breaks. You'll usually want beats mode because it preserves transients and keeps the punch. For melodic samples, Complex or Complex Pro tends to behave better. One more little quality of life setting, if you chop audio a lot, enable create fades on clip edges. That helps avoid clicks and pops when you slice breaks. Now, before we go further, you're going to save this whole setup later as a template. Not yet, but keep it in mind. The whole point is to never rebuild this from scratch again. Cool. Step 1. Track layout, naming, and colors. This is where speed really comes from. The goal is muscle memory. Drums always in the same place. Bass always in the same place. No scrolling, no guessing. We're going to create tracks in a specific order. Trust the order. Order equals speed. Start with your drums. Create audio or MIDI tracks as needed, but for now just create tracks and name them. Make these drum tracks. Drums breaks. Drums kick. Drums snare. Drums hats. Drums perk. Drums fills. Now select all of those drum tracks and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group drums bus. Color that group something loud and obvious, like red or orange. When you're deep in a project, color is not decoration, it's navigation. Next, bass group. Create bass sub, bass res, bass mid growl. Group them, name it bass bus and color it green. Next, music group. Music pads, music stabs, music atmos. Group it, name it music bus and color it blue. Now add a couple extra lanes for polish and structure, effects risers, effects impacts, Fox main. Even if you don't use vocals, having a VOX placeholder stops your session from becoming where do I put this later? Yellow for vocals works well, purple for FX is common. The exact colors don't matter as long as you're consistent. Finally, utility lanes. These are pro-level speed tools. REF reference track. Print pre-master. Make those audio tracks. Color them gray. Quick teacher note. This layout is intentionally boring. Boring is good. Boring means you always know where things are. Creativity goes into the music, not into inventing a new session layout every time. Now step 2. Basic routing and gain staging. We're not doing a full mix. We're creating a clean system that prevents clipping and makes later mixing faster. On your group buses, drop in simple device chains. On drums bus, add an EQ 8 first. Then add glue compressor for gentle cohesion. And optionally add saturator with a light touch. On bass bus, add a EQ 8 and optionally glue compressor. Then add utility so you can manage mono. That's huge for DNB. The low end should behave. On music bus, add EQ 8 and a very light glue compressor if you want it. Now for headroom targets. Keep it simple. Individual tracks should peak roughly between -12 and -6 dB. Groups should peak around -6 dB. And while you're writing, your master should be peaking around -6 to -3 dB. This is not you being quiet. This is you leaving space so every new idea doesn't force you into a loudness war. Headroom equals speed, because you don't have to fix clipping every 5 minutes. Step 3. Return tracks. This is where the session starts feeling like a real DNB workspace. Create 3 return tracks. Return A, short room verb, put reverb on it. Set decay somewhere around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. The goal is not big cinematic reverb. It's a small room that glues drums and gives a sense of space without washing out the groove. Return B. Tempo delay. Use echo if you have it, or a delay device. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20-35%. Turn on filtering and cut lows below about 200 Hz so your delay doesn't muddy the mix. Return C. Drum smash. Parallel. This is your instant aggression and density button. On that return, add glue compressor, then saturator, then EQ8. On glue, set ratio to 4:1. Attack around 3-10 milliseconds. Release on auto and aim for heavy gain reduction, like 5-10 dB. Yes, that's a lot. It's parallel, so it's allowed to be nasty. On saturator, drive around 2-6 dB, soft clip on. On EQ8, high pass around 30-40 Hz, and if you want more snap, a gentle presence boost around 3-6 Khz. Teacher note, returns are a speed tool and a consistency tool. If you put separate reverbs and saturators on every channel, you'll waste CPU and end up with a mix where nothing sounds like it belongs together. Step 4. Drum workflow. Break texture plus clean one shots. This is modern rolling DNB in a nutshell. Go to drums breaks. Drag in a break. Amen, think, whatever you've got. Set warp mode to beats. If the groove isn't locking, adjust transient settings in the clip view. This audio version is shortened for playback.